The 16th day of Shabbos, dashing from Sukkot with this week's parasha. Hayom Moshe Chlu Hayom, Shabbos Hayom, Hashem Hayom Moshe Tzu Basada. Says the word Hayom, Hayom Hayom Hayom. Says three times. So from here, the Chazal derived that one has to eat three meals in Shabbos. There's a question in the Rishonim whether this is really a dimin haTorah. There's only a dimin derabanan. It's a smach to be halach. The nice, whatever it is, the halach is clear that one is required to eat three sudas in Shabbos. What exactly constitutes a suda? What does it mean? So the Gemara never really spells out what the menu is supposed to be. What exactly what's the bare minimum for what constitutes a suda? So there is a sugya that appears in the second paragraph of Masechet Sukkah, which may shed some light on this. There's machlokes of Tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, how many meals a person has to have in the Sukkah during the week of Sukkot. So we have the Bas Night of Chachamim that you really only have to eat in the Sukkah one night. The first night is the real chiyuv. The rest of the week, if you don't want to eat, so you don't eat. If you eat food which are chayv and sukkah, you don't eat in the sukkah. If you eat food which are problem, sukkah, so then you're okay. You don't have to eat in the sukkah the rest of the week. So Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says that yudal and tzuda sotim chayv lechol besukkah. The person is required to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. What's the nekudas on machlokes? Rabbi Eliezer in the Rabbanan. So the Gemara explains that the machlokes derives from the revolves around how to darshan shot in this drasha. Teishu came to do. Everybody agrees. The Torah says the sukkah is teishu shivas yomim. And everyone agrees that the Tarsha Vapeh teaches up that Teshu means Taduru, that living, if to dwell in the Sukkah. So the Machlekes was, what does that mean? So Rabbi Eliezer says, just as a normal person eats two meals a day in your house, you normally eat two meals a day. Lunch is an American invention, started about 30 years ago. So, but normal, most people eat Sukkah's Bok and Sukkah's Erev. So just as a normal person in the house eats two meals, what dinami of Sukkah you have to eat Teshu came to do with two meals a day? And the Chum say, no, the Chum say, just as in your own house, sometimes you don't always eat in your house. Sometimes you run out. Sometimes you decide not to eat bechlal. So the Chacham say that just as a person has the option of choosing sometimes to skip a meal, well, then I mean, sometimes you have the option to skip a meal. And the first time is the exception because of Gzeir Shav of Chamisha Asa. So it comes to Gemara in the middle of that sugya discussing Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So the Gemara has a following shadow. The Gemara says, what's the din according to Rabbi Eliezer if a person missed a meal? So the tashlumin. So the Gemara uses a strange phrase. The Gemara says in Hishlum b'minei tagima yotza that if a person missed a meal, so maybe the tashlumin, and maybe the tashlumin need them as even have to be done with bread. It could be mashlum with minei tagima, other types of foods. What does that mean? What are these minei tagima? So there were three sheep in the Rishonim what they were. Some Rishonim say it means mezonos, lakshon kol. Some Rishonim say it means something that you would shmir together with bread, a piece of fish, a piece of meat, something like that. Another Rishonim say minei tagima means even fruit. So we have not the pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer, so we don't really care what Rabbi Eliezer said about hishlum minei tagima yotza. But the Rishonim derive from this sugya the following interesting result that from Rabbi Eliezer's shita we can learn something from the Chachamim, namely that minei tagima is chayav in sukkah. Minei tagima is considered to be a type of a food that's obligated to be eaten in the sukkah, because if it wouldn't be obligated to be in the sukkah, so you can't fulfill your mitzvah for basukah stage to shivas yam, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which means 14 meals with these types of foods. So it's important for us to know what minei tagima are, even la halacha, because if a person eats types of foods which are not even minei tagima, so then you're not chayav to eat in the sukkah. If you eat minei tagima, then they are obligated to eat in the sukkah. L'maach nishalach ma'atik. It's like, according to the Rosh, that minei tagima are mezonos. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, that the Rishon quote that minei tagima is things which are malafis as a pas. Things such as fish, cheese, and meat, things like that. And according to Rashi, minei tagima are even peretz.
But still, this was still said as a tashlum, wasn't said as official meal.
Yeah, but the Gemara says that's okay. The Gemara says that these things can count as a suda for the yudal sudas. Okay. Again, we're not learning a second suga. But this statement of Rabbi Eliezer, Hishlum minei tagima yotza, is important on two counts. Number one, it's important in terms of Hilchos Sukkah. It's magal to us that minei tagima, whatever they are chayav in Sukkah. And number two, comes Rabbi Natam and says that this Gemara is critical for us, because in effect of this Gemara is defining what constitutes a Suda. That according to Rabbi Natam, so the Gemara tells you that even though Rabbi Eliezer holds it in authority requires Sudos, so minei tagima is also considered to be a Suda. So what does that have to do with us? So comes Rabbi Natam and says, we happen to bask that there's no chiv of 14 sudas on Sukkot, but we bask that there is a chiv of gimel sudas on Shabbos. That's the Lashon HaGemar. You have to have gimel sudas on Shabbos. So Rabbi Natan, just as according to Rabbi Eliezer, minei tagima constitutes a suda for Sukkot purposes, or deny minei tagima constitutes a suda for Shabbos purposes. So Rabbi Natan says, therefore, the halacha presumably should be that to fulfill the din of gimel sudas on Shabbos, minei tagima is good enough. Again, depending on what that is, according to some Rishonim, it's lakshon kol. According to others, it's a piece of fish. According to others, it's an apple. So if you read this Rabbeinu Tam at face value, we come away with the following conclusion that according to Rabbeinu Tam, And you come home from shul Friday night, so you can sit down and have, according to Rashi, you can have an apple. And then Shabbos morning, you can come home and eat an orange. And then Shabbos Shabbos, you can have a pear, and you would yotzei suda Shabbos. Or you can have a piece of lakshin kugel and a bowl of cereal and this cake. You know, you can have a piece of gefilte fish, a piece of cheese, a piece of chicken. And you would yotzei suda Shabbos. There was no mentioning of bread whatsoever on the entire time of Shabbos. So is that what Rabbeinu Tam holds? So the answer is not that way. Why is Rabbeinu Tam not hold that way? According to this whole lumbus, so l'chor, that should be the din. So comes Tamid Rabbeinu Yonin that says brachas and say that that's a logical impossibility for Rabbeinu Tam to come to that conclusion. Because the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas that for sure one is chayav to eat bread on Shabbos. That's not even a question. That avada there's at some time on Shabbos one is mechuyav to eat bread. When is that? So how did Rabbeinu Yonin know that's true? So the Gemara says in Brachas, in the seventh parak, if a person is benching on Shabbos and misses Ritzah, you have to go back on the benching. Whereas if a person is benching on Rosh Chodesh and misses Yalav Yov, you don't go back on the benching. So the Gemara says, Maishna, what's between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, a very partial difference that on Shabbos, you say, Shemachuyiv, the bread, so therefore the halacha requires that you bench. So Ritzah was an absolute chiyuv, so you didn't say it, so you want to be a from Sabazim. Masha Enkin on Rosh Chodesh, nobody told you to eat bread in the first place. You want to eat bread, not a fast of Rosh Chodesh. But there was no chiv gum to eat bread. There was no chiv to eat bread. The male, there's no chiv to bench. So the male, if you miss the other yavo, it's mishkafel. That's the chiv that the Gemara says. So Tamir Ben Yona point out in brachas, you see clear from the Gemara, there's a chiv gum to eat bread on Shabbos. How can Rabbeinu Tam tell you a whole story that you can be yotzei suda Shabbos without bread? It says Rabbeinu Yona, koach Rabbeinu Tam makes this like this, that als the chiv of gimel sudas and Shabbos, hayo meishachu hayo, and that Gemara in the 16th term of Shabbos, it's not a no chiyuv to eat bread. That could be yotze meaning tagimel lechamar chadisa lechamar chadisa. Where did the chiyuv of bread come in from? There's a different part. The Gemara says in the Karakav of Sachet that there's a din of kiddush b'makom sudas. Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, machlokes Amoraim. But we paskin, we're paskin that kiddush b'makom sudas is a requirement. So says Rav Ben Yonah the following of the Shecha that for the purposes of suda Shabbos, so then you don't require bread. Even meaning tagimel can't do suda much. Anchor for the purposes of kiddush b'makom suda. So then bread is required. What do you marviach by this? If Lamais you have to eat bread anyway, it says Rabbi Yonah, now everything works out perfectly. Right? On Friday night, there's a chiyuv kiddush, there's a chiyuv kiddush min Torah, there's a din of kiddush machom suda, so you have to have kiddush, and never you have to have pisa chalav. Pisa chalav you're eating Friday night is not the Torah suda Shabbos. That you're going to be also with the piece of gefilte fish. That's the Torah kiddush machom suda. The same pisa Shabbos morning, but come shalom shudah, so most of them shalom shudah, there's no chiyuv kiddush for shalom shudah. The Rambam may or may not disagree with that. But Rav of the Rishonim hold that there's no chiyuv of kiddush and shalosh shudas. So therefore, says the Ben Yonah, the Dafin Ben Etam. So what's the mechayev to bread of shalosh shudas? Suda Shabbos itself is not a mechayev of bread. Kiddush Malchum Suda doesn't exist by shalosh shudas because there's no din of kiddush and shalosh shudas. So the Meiler of the Chokhmah Ben Etam, you're not required to eat bread on shalosh shudas. So comes Rav Ben Yonah and says that's Suda Ben Etam. Not Rav Ben Etam said you don't have to eat challah on Shabbos at all. No, Ben Etam said, if you look at the original source of Ben Etam never said, you don't have to eat bread Friday night, you don't have to eat bread Shabbos morning. Ben Etam just said, you don't have to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas. So what's the lumbus? The lumbus is that the Mechayev of eating bread on Shabbos is not Al Tilchus Suda Shabbos, it's Al Tilchus Kiddush Makom Suda.
Why is Ben Etam so like ambiguous about what he said?
No, he said, I just dramatized it a little bit. Ben Etam said, you don't have to eat Shalosh Shudas, the question is, what's the lumbus? Ben Yonah fills in the gap.
Why can't you
fill Kiddush from Malchum Sudol? Well, okay, so that's the obvious question. According to this Rabbeinu Yonah, the video of Rabbeinu Tam, how come it is? The Manashach, if Minei Tagima constitutes a Suda for the purposes of the Gimel Suda, so why isn't Minei Tagima sufficient for the purposes of Kiddush from Malchum Suda? So the Chayyim answer to this question can be found in Rabbeinu Tam's brother, the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Abay Pesachim raises the question, why isn't there going to be Kiddush Malchum Suda? Where does it say that? Chazal figured this out, that you require Kiddush Malchum Suda. Right here, the Rambam didn't figure it out. So it's not so partial. How can we pass you that there's a din of Kiddush Malchum Suda? So the Rashbam quotes two pshat, and the Rashbam says that maybe Kiddush Malchum Suda is based on a pasuk in Yeshayah, because it says the Karos L'Shabbos Oneg. So there has to be a tzirah between the Kriya referring to the Kiddush, and the Oneg referring to the Suda. So maybe it's a Zad Rasha. It's hard to make drushes. We don't find the Gemara never makes this drusha, but the Rashbam says maybe that's what was behind his din of Kiddush Malchum Suda. Then the Rashbam gives a different mahalach. The Rashbam says no. Maybe the reason why he Kiddush Malchum Suda is not because he made the sirup between the Kiddush and the Suda, but rather the halacha says that Kiddush al Hayayim. The Gemara of Pesachim of Pavav says Tana Rabbanan Zochar Shem Shabbos Zekachos Zachrei al Hayayim. How in the world did Chazal know that Zochar means Zachrei al Hayayim? So there was a machlokes in Rishonim about that. Most of the Rishonim held Taka only mid the Rabbanim. The Min HaTorah you really don't need Alayayim. The Torah just says Zocha. So Zocha means, Zocha always means to speak. Zocha doesn't mean to remember. How do you know that's true? So that's the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, "Lo by Zechiris Amalek." Zochas er shasalach Amalek, and then it says, "Lo Sishkach." So the Gemara says, "Lo Sishkach" already tells me Shichasalei that you have to remember Amalek. So what's the significance of the extra bits of Zochor? So Zochor teaches me Bepeh. So that's what the Shagasai writes, that the Stamach Chazal understood that just as Zochor by Amalek refers to Bepeh, who do Nami Zochor by Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim refers to Bepeh, so to Zochor by Kiddush refers to Bepeh. Because otherwise, if the word Zohar, one would have thought that it's good enough just to think about Shabbos. It's not. So Kamash Mona, it's not. So Zohar means Bepeh, means Bedib, Bedvarim. So where did Yain come into the story? So places him Zohar, but of Kuvav, quotes 2 days. So one day it does, it says, and it's only the Rabbanan. And then I tell you, you don't need Yain. What does Yain? What does Yain have to do with anything? It's only the Rabbanan. And then places quotes another day that, no, that maybe it's a possible Drasha. Where's the Drasha? This is dug up psukim from Hosea and psukim from Shir Hashirim. It says Zichro Kiyen Halavonim. It says Naskira the Dechem Yayin. Tosis is found in psukim throughout Tanakh that he tells them without a kakadat, without a computer, any Tanakh. They learned Hosea. So they cheated. It was a pasuk from Haftarah. But even if it wouldn't have been, they would have figured it out. So there are psukim in Tanakh that speak about Zichira and Yayin together. So Mistam, that's the Mochim. Very, very difficult Tosis to understand. So Tosis present 2 days L'maisa, so whether the din of Kiddush Aliyah is the din of Torah or on the Midi Rabbanan. So comes the Rashbam and goes one step further. Comes the Rashbam and says that which the halacha requires Kiddush Aliyah, either Midi Raisa or Midi Rabbanan. So what do you mean Aliyah? Why Yayin? My high manishtan Yayin. So the stomach together at din is again either Midi Torah or Midi Rabbanan is that you have to say Kiddush Derech Hashivas. You shouldn't just say, oh yeah, today's Shabbos, guys, we just run out the door. It should be with a real chashivos, with a significance, with a making a toast to the Kiddushas Hayom. So Rashbam says, Mistama, Yayin, the Sochasuda, is considered to be more chashiv. And when you sit down for a meal and you pick up your goblet and you toast to the Shabbos Kodesh, so that's considered to be Yayin chashiv. Mashenke, you take a cup of wine and you're running out the door and drinking it, so that's not Yayin chashiv. So that's not good enough for Kiddush Al Yayin. So according to the second man in the Rashbam, the nature of the din of Kiddush Macham Suda is not because you want to have a tziruf between the Kiddush and the Suda, but rather it's to enhance the Kiddush, because the Kiddush Shalom B'derech Suda is not considered to be a chashuv enough Kiddush. It's usually like, you know, in our lingo we would say, is Kiddush Macham Suda din of the Suda or is the din of the Kiddush? According to the first Kras L'Shabbos Oneg, that's more of a din of the Suda, namely that you want the Suda Shabbos to be declared that it's a Suda Shabbos. So you want it to be clear B'Macham Oneg, you want it should be clear that this is a Suda Shabbos. And if that's a din in Suda, that Kiddush Macham Suda is supposed to enhance the Suda Shabbos. According to the second day in the Rashbam, Kiddush Macham Suda is really supposed to enhance the Kiddush, because otherwise it's the Yayin Shein HaChoshev. So L'chora, the second view in the Rashbam could not become helpful for this Rabbeinu Tam, this Rabbeinu Yonah. But it could be that although Api Alocha, Nira Tagila is considered to be a Suda, and it's considered to be a Suda for the purposes of Suda Shabbos and for the purposes of Suda Pesukah, one could still argue that it's not a Suda Chashuva. One could argue that even with it, Hilchos Suda, there are different, there are gradations. There's a Suda, and then there's a Suda Chashuva. So a Suda Chashuva is what's necessary to fulfill the din of Kiddush Macham Suda, because the whole purpose of Kiddush Macham Suda, according to the Seminar and the Rashbam, is to enhance the Kiddush. So if you have a cup of wine, and then you have a piece of, you have an apple with it, so that's not really a Suda Chashuva. That's also on the rum. It's not a Kriyas. It's only considered to be a Kriyas, a Suda Chashuva, when it's something you have to sit down and have a piece of challah and wash and bench. That's considered to be Suda Chashuva. So that's the stumble where Rabbeinu Yonah is driving up and down for Rabbeinu Tam. That Kiddush Makom Suda, you require pas, and that's what the Gemara Brachos means, that if you miss Ritzeh, you have to repeat the benching. Masha Enkein, the din of Suda Shabbos per se, which is sufficient for the Suda Biyama, so Suda Biyama, you go back to the regular guidelines of what counts as a Suda, and those guidelines are that that anything that's Mir Tagim is also Mir.
Oh, so you can pull in at the window somewhere in the middle. Is good enough?
Yesterday, in the middle of saying Shia, I started to get so cold, and I thought that the water was just because I was drinking the ice water yesterday. So I couldn't figure out why it was so freezing. Then I realized that the five of the windows were wide open, which I had just told the guy to open before. So I lose track, it's so tight. So this seems to be Shiva's Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Yonah presents Rabbeinu Tam. So what do the other Rishonim have to say about this? So most of the other Rishonim say that Rabbeinu Tam is absolutely wrong. The whole assumption of Rabbeinu Tam was wrong from beginning to end. Why? But the Gemara says that Nechagim is good enough for a Suda. So the other Rishonim say, yeah, that's true. the minute they give is good enough for the purpose of the Suda. But in order to fulfill the din of Suda Shabbos, you need more than just the Suda. What do you need? It has to be a Zeich HaLaman, the Chamim, or the Torah, whatever it is inside to the Nitz of Suda Shabbos, it should be reminiscent of the Man. So we all know what the Man was. It was bread. What was the Man? The Man was Man. I don't know what it was. They didn't know what it was. Lo Yadu Man. So they called it Man. So, but Abba Fichain, it was clearly the staple of the meal. It wasn't just apples that were coming down. It was a thing that was going to be the mainstay of the meal. So therefore, when either the Torah or the Chalom instituted through the Shabbos, so they instituted that it's not enough just to meet the bare minimum halachic criteria of what counts as a suda, but it has to be a suda which is a sufficient zecher to the month. So that's what Tosfos writes in the Sefer Sukkah and the Sefer Brachos, that they think Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. That the halacha is that you require bread for suda Shabbos. Not ask kiddush makom suda. You require bread for the mitzvah suda itself.
Who says bread is then duma?
That the man is considered to be, that was the main, that's the main part of the meal. The main thing, even if you say that meat and gima are also a meal, that's not the style. Lechem l'ra'ad yichya adam. So lechem is considered to be the main part of the meal. So comes these Rishonim in the Balei Tosfos and say, according to what we're saying, that Suda Shabbos itself is mechayev bread, then obviously there's no distinction between the first two meals and Shalosh Shabbos. The din of it says a yom three times, so the third yom is referring to Shalosh Shabbos. So if Avi has to eat challah for Shalosh Shabbos, even though you don't make kiddush for Shalosh Shabbos, but in terms of eating challah, Avi has to eat challah. That was the machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. One of the reasons why the other Rishonim may disagree with Rabbeinu Tam is really a double machlokes that's taking place here. Not only did the other Rishonim hold that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong in terms of saying that minute for him was good enough, but the other Rishonim may very well disagree with Rabbeinu Tam's yisod in terms of Kiddush Malchum Suda. The only thing that could make Rabbeinu Tam's shot survive is to assume that you require chal, you require bread for Kiddush Malchum Suda. Because otherwise you're stuck on a pickle, otherwise you're stuck with how do you understand the Gemara in Brachas that says you have to eat bread on Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam said it's not out to the Shabbos, it has to be out Kiddush Malchum Suda like the Rabbeinu Yonah. So many of the Rishonim probably disagree with that. The Shulchan Aruch, Enuchas Kiddush, in Reisha and Aleph. So he quotes from the Gaonim who say that even though the Gemara says that Ein Kiddush Shel B'Machom Suda, so the Gaonim said you don't need a Suda Slechem, it's good enough to have other types of Sudas. What counts the Sudas for the purposes of Kiddush B'Machom Suda? So here forget, the Gaonim say that Minyatagim is good enough, maybe that Mizonos is good enough, maybe even wine is good enough, other types of things maybe are good enough for the purposes of Kiddush B'Machom Suda. So most of the Rishonim probably held that this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, like these get on him. So then their hands were tied. They couldn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat that the din of bread on Shabbos is based on Kiddush B'Machom Suda. Because forget, Kiddush B'Machom Suda is not Mechayev in terms of bread. So you have really a running Mechlekes Rabbeinu Tam against everybody else, really in terms of two areas of Halacha. In terms of number one, is Suda Shabbos defined after by Lechem? So most of the Rishonim said yes, and Rabbeinu Tam said no. That's the meaning of Shal Shuddis. And the second Mechlekes is, how do you define Kiddush B'Machom Suda? So is Kiddush B'Machom Suda dafka require bread or not? So Rabbeinu Tam said yes, and the Gaonim said no. At least the Mechlekes and Mechlekes of Mizah, that you don't want to take it. You can't hold like Rabbeinu Tam that says that it's good enough to eat Minat Hagimah for Shal Shuddis, and then turn around and say that Minat Hagimah or cake or things like that is good enough for Kiddush B'Machom Suda. It's not a Shatat and Pesachar. Because if Rabbeinu Tam would hold that to be Yotzei Shel Shuddos would be a tagima, and also hold that Kiddush B'Machom Suda doesn't require bread, so then there would be no way to explain away that Gemara in Brachas that says, you're mechuyev to eat bread on Shabbos. This is an absolute theory. This is a big problem that a lot of people associate themselves every Shabbos. They don't even realize it, because they don't learn the Sigis, they don't understand that the amkus of what they're doing wrong. So what happens? It comes, finishes davening on Shabbos morning, and they have a Kiddush in Shul. So what does it mean to have a Kiddush in Shul? So they make a bar piyag offer, and they have a piece of cake. They have a piece of lakshah cook or something. So what are they holding like? They're holding like the Shulchan Aruch. They're holding like the Gaonim. That's good enough for the purpose of Kiddush B'Machom Suda. Then those same people, a few hours later, so when it comes to Shalosh Shuddos, so they don't want to eat Shalosh Shuddos. They're not so hungry. So what do? So they have a piece of cake or something. So they're not yet say Shalosh Shuddos. Something's wrong. Something's mixed up there. Those people who are not washing for Shalosh Shuddos, so they're passing like Rabbeinu Tam and Shalosh Shuddos, so those people cannot eat Kiddush and Shul. You can't have the cake in. You can't eat the cake at. And it wasn't the second time. The first time was deliberate. Second time wasn't that. You can't eat the piece of cake for Kiddush for Malchum Suda and then turn around and have another piece of cake for Shalosh Shuddos, because then you're going wrong. According to Rabbeinu Tam, something's wrong. And according to the Gaon, something's wrong. You can't passionate. You can't be. You can't have both of those schools.
If someone held that a piece of cheese is considered meat targima, would they certainly hold it if you ate a mizonos? That would be fine.
Yeah, probably. Eating a mizonos is better. Yeah. Better than cheese.
I mean, are all those
sheetahs
that
Mr. Shaka was like, Mishnah, according to the Yavin Gaspero? Yeah, those are all Rabbeinu Tam. Those are all permutations of Rabbeinu Tam. Right. So, of course, what we're saying, it's very hard to rely on Rabbeinu Tam. But most of us do rely on the Gaon and the Chat. Anyone who ever goes to Kiddush, not the Kiddush clubs. Those are sure also. Listen, what I'm saying about those people who are having Kiddush clubs, you have to daven over, like, when you're allowed to have a Kiddush club. So what's the Oilam is knowing? Mahaka, like the Gaonim, like the Shulchan Aruch. So, hot, turn around, and then be making like the Rabbeinu Tam. Even though many people have the minute to be making like the Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch to permit Kiddush Makom Suda with these Shvacha Sudas, many have the minute of making Kiddush a separate time when they get home. The question is, what's that based on? So the Rav is to say that it's based on the following, that we're not really 100% convinced that the Gaon are right. Shulchan Aruch is right. Kiddush Makom Suda is good enough with K. Because the Gra didn't like it, and sometimes the Sachem doesn't like it, and Rabbeinu Tam didn't like it. They've already shown him who didn't like that idea. So Elohat, why is the minig lahokal? Because it's a shikl sveik sveik, because the Ravid that holds that although the Gemara says himself, we're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, the Ravid says that means Kiddush Friday night. Shabbos morning is such a kalig of Kiddush, it's only be the Rabbanan anyway. So it says, Eichem, yeah, much not a real Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So therefore the Ravid says the use of eating before Kiddush doesn't apply. So the Rav says that's what the Elohim is minig lahokal, that on Shabbos morning, so the reason why we let you go ahead and quote-unquote make Kiddush around a piece of cake, is as a safe factor that maybe that's good enough to get a Shabbat Suda. Just in case it's not good enough to get a Shabbat Suda, then you only have the right in your back pocket to rely on that it's Mutadit before making Kiddush. So if you're relying on that safe factor, including the staff that Rai Bishita, when it comes home, then you have to make Kiddush over again. Because if you would hold Mamash like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Gaonim, that you get to Kiddush Shabbat Suda when the Zion is alone, so then there's no reason to make Kiddush a second time when you get home. What about the walls of the house that have to hear the Kiddush? So why do you have to make Kiddush a second time? Kiddush is a Chavis Gavir, not a Chavis Abayis. So why do you have to make Kiddush a second time? The answer is, you know, the only reason why the Olam, many people in the Olam, are knowing to make Kiddush a second time is because they're not convinced that they were Yotzei Kiddush. They were reminded them to eat before and after the snake speaker, but we were nervous, so therefore we insisted they didn't Kiddush a second time around.
Is this something from Moshe that it's a matter to eat in the morning, but it's not?
Yeah, it's a difference. So, yeah, Moshe has its own very, very different head from that, yeah. Yeah, that's why it's really the correct thing to do, according to what the Rav is saying. It's really not the best situation to do this cool on Friday night. Let's say a person Friday night wants to just make Kiddush and have a piece of cake, and that's it. So if you're passing straight, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Kiddush Makom Suda, that's good enough. So then okay, so then it's Hefka Gomri even Friday night. But if you hold that the whole cool is based, the minigal element is based on the fact that when it's tarif, the Ravid in my back pocket, so the Ravid doesn't apply Friday night. It must be fairish Friday night, and I'll let it eat before Kiddush. That's what that was your land up stuff, right? Didn't we talk about that, right? What did the first time, Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
What did I tell you to do then?
You
said it did not. You get stuck. It's Shas and you're allowed to rely on the Shulchan Aruch. It's straight like the Machaber. You don't have to, so it's better not to.
In the end,
you
just have to know.
When is a person supposed to eat Suda Shabbos? What are the Zman of Suda Shabbos? So the Gemara just says you have to eat three meals on Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say exactly when these meals have to take place. So the one assumption is they have to take place on Shabbos. That may or may not be a correct assumption. So there is a machlekes in Tosfos, the very, very, very beginning of Avraham Tzachim, but Tosfos raised the following Shabbos. Let's say a person is Makabel Shabbos early, and he wants to be able to see the Shabbos now. So is he allowed to do that or not? So one day in Tosfos says, absolutely not. Makabel Shabbos early, but it's the sun is still shining. It's 7 o'clock. The sun's not going to set till 8:30. So one day in Tosfos says, you can't be able to see the Shabbos now. It's not really Shabbos. The other day, doesn't know. It's okay. You can be able to see the Shabbos. What's going to finish the machlokes? So this is a famous machlokes as to what the nature of the Sefer Shabbos is all about. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah of the Sefer Shabbos. It's supposed to be the Kabbal Shabbos early. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim by Yom Kippur. It says Me'erev Ad Erev Tishvik Shabbatchem that you're supposed to be knowing Yom Kippur on the ninth day. It says the Tishah L'Chodesh Be'erev. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Tishah L'Chodesh? Yom Kippur is on the tenth day. So one of the drushes that the Gemara has is, besides the drush you're supposed to eat on the ninth day, but the other drush that the Gemara says is, Mikanshe Mosifim Michol HaKodesh. You're supposed to refrain from eating on Erev Yom Kippur a little bit before Yom Kippur actually starts. So the Gemara says, how do you know that refers not only to Inui, how do you know that refers to Malacha also? The Gemara learns that from another pasuk. The Gemara says, how do you know that applies to Shabbos and Yom Kippur also? The Gemara also learns that from Sukkim. Tishpuzu Shabbatchem, the Rabbah Shabbos and Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah for Sefer Shabbos, and Sefer Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, etc. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Bav Tesem, and Aleph. So there's a big machlokes. Rishonim, does that mitzvah even exist? And many of the Rishonim say, yeah, the Gemara says it exists, and then we assume what it says the Gemara is true. That's what many Rishonim say. So the Rambam denies it. The Rambam doesn't quote the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Kippur, nowhere. The Rambam doesn't quote the mitzvah of Tosef. The only place the Rambam quotes Tosef happens to be by Yom Kippur. And even by Yom Kippur, the Rambam only quotes it by Inui, not even by Malacha. So that led a group of Tosfim to say, there's only Gaon included, that the Rambam had a very unique sheet about reading this Gemara. That basically the Rambam's sheet was that the Gemara is not true. This Gemara is Shalek Malacha. That's a machlokes sugyism as a mission in Shabbos. Again, for the whole complicated cheshbon. So we spoke about this in the Benish Moshe Shiel this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned that basically at the end of the day, the Rambam denies the mitzvah of Shabbos. So that's the question in the poskim: do we accept this Rambam or not? But the Shulchan Aruch and the Shabbos doesn't quote this. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Yeshua, there is taka mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. Let's assume for now that there really is a mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. So one can raise a basic hakira what Tosef Shabbos is all about. So one could present Tosef Shabbos as being that is a nisim malacha. That means the Torah says you're supposed to be makabel a nisim malacha before Shabbos starts. But in terms of the day, what day in the calendar is it? So it's Friday afternoon with the nisim malacha. That's one side. Well, you could say no, that it's not a Friday afternoon with the nisim malacha, but rather the Torah gives you the ability to transform the day into kedushas hayoyim. You have the ability to start Shabbos now, and it becomes chal b'kedushas Shabbos. Now, nobody says that to the full extreme, because the Gemara says the favor. So let's say, guys, Machal Shabbos at that time. Let's say Machal Shabbos at 7 o'clock, and then at 7:30 you drive your car. So nobody would say Chayav Skila. That's a double portion. So maybe over Naseh, whatever, Issa you're over, but it's not an Issa Skila. So nobody would say to the extreme that you literally are transformed with the Shabbos. But putting aside that, the issue of Onshin, so there are Rishonim who say that you have the ability to transform to be Kedushas Hayom. So Manafkanina, whether it's Friday, Friday with the Nisim Malacha, whether it's actually Shabbos. So the Pashas is that that's the issue that Tosfos is debating. That if you hold that it's Friday with the Nisim Malacha, so then how can you possibly be Yotzei the Mitzvah of the Shabbos? It's too early. But if you hold that the Torah gives you the ability and perhaps even the obligation to transform Friday into, well, how does it go? Turn Friday night into Shabbos? This is called turn Friday afternoon into Shabbos. So if the Torah says you're supposed to transform this Friday, these moments of Friday afternoon into Shabbos, so then you can be Yotzi, even the Mitzvah Saseh, even the Mitzvah Hayom. So these two places repeat themselves in the Masechet Ketubos, also in the fourth paragraph. But Tosfos has the following shaila. Tosfos wants to know whether the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif applies during Zman Tosefes Yontif or not. The particular issue that Tosfos was discussing is there's an issur in the Torah to get married on Yontif. Tosfos says the Samachta bechagecha bechagecha beishtecha and the Arvin Simcha besimcha. So Tosfos has a complicated sukkim ketubos in the fourth paragraph. Tosfos has 2 days. Whether what the din, if a person wants to be makabel Yom Tov early, you start Yom Tov an hour early, and then you want to get married in that hour, so is that okay in the Torah or not? So with the Rabbanan, that's a problem. Once you makabel Yom Tov, there's a nisa malacha, so you're not allowed to do. There's a nisa derabbanan to get married on Shabbos also, but on a level of deraisa, is that a nisa deraisa or not? So Tosfos isn't sure about that. So what's the nekudas itself? Like, same story, because what creates the yisur of getting married in Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, Samach B'chagecha. So Tosfos is not sure whether the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov begins on Bizman Tosef Yom Tov or not. If you hold that Tosef Yom Tov into the Shabbos is a transforming of the day into Kedushas Hayom, so then the Kedushas Hayom is Chal with all the mitzvahs Sasei Shabbai. So then, yeah, then there would be a mitzvah of Simchas, and there would be an issue to get married in the Torah. But if you hold that Simchas Yom Tov didn't really start because it's just an issue of then presumably it would be okay. But Tosfos isn't sure about that. We spoke about this in the summertime, right? Josh, remember? From the shower from the summer. Tilchas Avela Shaila. Anyone remember? Anyone see the tapes? No? Jeff, you hear the tapes? No? No, you're hearing? No one else is following? Okay. So there's a Chuvas in the Tziv that the following shower. There's a din that the Gemara says in the Sechas Maikotan that if a person starts Avelas before Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov comes and cancels the Avelas. The simplest Yom Tov Shabbai is Mafkir the Avelas. Even if you start it a minute before Yom Tov, that's good enough. Mashenken, if you started on Yom, if a person has a kfura, if a person dies on Yom Tov, do the kfura on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, so then the Avelos is put on hold. If it doesn't start, and then the time of the Avelos was not canceled, the Avelos starts after Yom Tov. So the critical moment is, did the Avelos have the ability to be Chal before and then now? So what prevents a person from being knowing Avelos on Yom Tov per se? So the Gemara says, the favor should be cut in the Fidal on the days, it's the Simchas Yom Tov Shabbat. But you can't be knowing Avelos on Yom Tov because it's the Simchas Yom Tov. So the Tziv has the following shot. Let's say a person, there was a woman who then shlecht, let's say now before Shkia and Erev Yom Tov, then she received a telegram that a relative died and was buried already 2 days ago. So normally the din is that Avela starts either for the time of Kvura, or if you weren't, if you didn't know about the Kvura, so that starts at the time of the Shmua, when you get the news, so that's when the Avela kicks in for you. So here, the woman, it's 6:30, and she already beshlacht half hour ago, but it's not yet shkia for another half hour. So can she be noig avelus right now? Does she have the ability to take off her shoes, sit down on the floor for 20 minutes, and be noig avelus or not? So the Netziv says that will depend on these 2 days in Tosfos Ksuvos, which in turn will depend on the 2 days in Tosfos Pesachim and on the Tzadi test. But if you hold that Tosfos Yom Tov means that all the mitzvahs are Yom begin, so then once Tosfos Yom Tov was chal, so then you can't be noig avelus. So that'll turn out to be a tremendous chumrah, because if you can't be noig avelus now, so that's tantamount to getting a shmua on Yom Tov or doing a kfur on Yom Tov, which will push the avelus off for another week. So after Yom Tov, you're going to have to be noig the 4 week of Shiva. If you hold that the Simchas Yontif was not chal now, so then you have the ability to be noig avelus right now, because if Simchas Yontif Shabbai that prohibits you from being noig avelus, then it'll turn out you can be noig avelus now. So it turns out you were noig avelus 20 minutes before Shki, before Yontif started. So now comes Yontif, which cancels the entire avelus. So that the whole week of Shiva after Yontif is going to hinge upon this Chakira about who's right. Is there a mitzvah of this Tosefes Yontif created in terms of assays, or only in terms of the Yisra Malachos, or the most relevant Afkamina is in terms of the Shabbos. How do we pass in Halacha on this? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that Meigra didn't pass in like the Mekilim and the Shaila in terms of the Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah is Naita Lahokel, that those people who have a Shabbos early, so if they want to have the Suda early, that's usually what the purpose is. Most people aren't running to the Mekabel Shabbos at 7 o'clock and then sitting and learning for 2 hours. That's usually not the Kavanah. Usually the Kavanah is the Mekabel Shabbos at 7, which is the wrong time, of course. The Mekabel Shabbos at 6:15, and you eat to the Shabbos, and then you're ready to go to sleep. At 8 o'clock, you're ready snoring away. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's technically okay. You should get up at some point to say Kriyat Shema. That would be a nice thing to do. But you, technically speaking, in terms of the mitzvah Hayom, so that's basically okay. I see the Shabbos was eaten before dark. Doesn't matter. Mikra dinya yaitze. The Mishnah Berurah says, yes, it's age. The more correct thing to do is to always have a piece of challah at the end of the meal. Because mikra din, all you need is really a piece of challah. What piece of challah? So at the end of the meal, usually if it's ready, taste kecharim. So then that's the proper thing to do. Just as Neitz told you that if you're a guest in somebody's house, so if you plan on doing that, you should always just tell them why you're doing it, because it's very insulting for somebody. You come to a meal, you eat, and then right before benching, you take cut yourself a big chunk of challah. It's very insulting. He thinks there wasn't enough food today. So remember when I first got married, that was the first thing I told him. First Shabbos, when I came in the summertime to LA, so I told my mother-in-law, the food was delicious, it's yummy and everything, but I'm machmir to have another piece of challah at the end of the meal. It's not the first, not the last of the crazy things they heard from me. They still keep it in. They keep on inviting me back to be determined. Even though the Ikra did, the Mishnah Berurah does pass in that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos and Bibi Yod Yom, so one has to understand what exactly that means. The Yotze Suda Shabbos would be Yod Yom, and you could be Yotze, and basically the mitzvah HaYom Machal Bibi Yod Yom. So that may or may not mean the following thing. There is a Machbetis, the Rishon, and the Hilchos Nida, those who heard the Hilchos Nida Shurim, a few more guys heard that, about the following Shabbos. It is that when a woman is. Comes in either, so before she's able to go to the mikvah, she has to count Shiva Nikiyim. In the Torah, sometimes she has to do that, sometimes not. In the Rabbanah, she always has to do that. So she has to count to make sure that the 7 days pass, so there's no dam whatsoever. So the Mishnah says, the end of Masechet Nida, that before she's able to count Shiva Nikiyim, so she has to make sure that the bleeding has already stopped, because the idea of Shiva Nikiyim are they have to be Yom Nikiyim Lagam and Midam. You can't have any dam whatsoever. So she has to ascertain before she starts Shiva Nikiyim that the bleeding is actually exactly stopped. So what do you do? That's what the Mishnah speaks about, a Hefsek Tara. The very, very end of Masechet Nida says that before she, doesn't exactly say it, but that's what I'm telling you it says. That's what Kikibu it says. It says something a little bit different, because remember from the Nida Shirim, but that's Halach Lamaik, that's what the Mishnah means. That before she can start counting Shiva Nikiyim, so she has to check herself right before, a little bit before Shkia, to make sure that there's no more bleeding. And if there's not no more bleeding, then she could say with certainty that the Shivas Yom Nikiyim have begun. If she didn't do a Hefsek Tara before Shkia, so then even though she'll check herself 5 minutes into Shkia, so she can't make a statement, she cannot be certain that there was no bleeding in those first 5 minutes beforehand. So the only way that she could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Yom on Nikiyim Lagam, the real 24 hours of the Ijiyom, was Nafim Yidam, was if she did Hefsek Tara before the new day began. So the Ramon and Chasnida and Sinan Kutzadiva quotes 2 days in the Rishon about the following Shiloh. Let's say a woman was Makabal Shabbos early, she benchlech in the summertime, let's say even in regular time, she benchlech 8 minutes before Shkia, and then Gaval, she realizes she forgot to do Hefsek Tara. So can she do Hefsek Tara in that interim period of time? So on the one hand, she was Makabal Shabbos, and the other hand, it's still before Shkia, so is that good enough? So some Rishon say it's no good. Some Rishon say you can't do Hefsek Tara after you benchlech, after you Makabal Shabbos, because once you benchlech, once you Makabal Shabbos, so the new day, it's already Shabbos. So now you can't say with certainty that there was no bleeding on the first day. You want Shabbos to count as the first day of Shiv Nikiyim. So doing Hefsek Tara after Hadlachas Neiros is tantamount to doing Hefsek Tara after Shkia. That's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say no, that's not true. So there are more paskins that the Ikra did, it's okay. But if the woman, Lechatchila, we tell women they should do Hefsek Tara before Shkia, to the avenue, even before Hadlachas Neiros, because they forgot, and it's still before Shkia, so then the avenue is still okay. So how do you understand that? L'chora, that machlekes Rishon is the same pizman, it's the same machlekes. Namely, does Kabbalah Shabbos transform the new day, or is Kabbalah Shabbos just a din in terms of melacha? So on Hilcha Shabbos, we're made able to say that it transforms the day. We let you into the Shabbos revealed yom, so that means we're passing in the halacha that Tosefta Shabbos means that it's mamash a brand new day. L'chol dov, ben l'kula ben l'chumra. So then, Mechara, we should be Machmer Chazdina. We should not let the woman get away with the Hefsek Tara, which is done after bench and left. We should insist that even with the Yevad, that the Hefsek Tara has to be done beforehand. So, Mechara, the answer to this Kasha is not such a bomb, Kasha.
Even if you say that you can bring on Shabbos and make it a full day of Kedusha, like the Nida maybe just be a function of like a full amount of time.
Oh, very good. So, basically, what Yachmerim says, that's not really a stira, the halacha is that Tosefta Shabbos is not just a din of malacha, it's a din in the Etzem Hayom, but it's a din in the Etzem Hayom as it relates to the Shabbos. That means you have the ability to bring in Kedusha Shabbos for all the Shabbos tikka halachas. So that means you could be Yod Tikkin, 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 maybe Yod Yom. But in terms of the Chaznida, that has nothing to do with Kedusha Shabbos. You have to do Hefsek Tara whether it's Tuesday, whether it's Friday. So in areas of halacha which are chutz l'hilchos Shabbos, so then the halacha says it's not considered to be a new day; it's considered to be kedusha Shabbos. But in terms of chazanid, it's still considered to be Friday. It's not considered to be a stira minei obey. That's what the pashas is that let's say you makabel Shabbos early and you want to say krishma shel arvus at that point. So the pashas says that is not acceptable, even though we pass in that hilchos Shabbos is good enough. You can be yotze kiddush, you can be yotze suda. It's considered to be a new yom. But in terms of Hilchos Krishma, which has nothing to do with the Shabbos, so it's not considered to be a new yom. So l'chari, that's the split that you have to say l'halacha. The only exception to this, you know, we all make a mikra din to fulfill the Shabbos maybe old yom. So the only exception to this is Pesach night. So Pesach writes in Tavitas Tzachim. And when it comes to Leila Seder, you're not supposed to do this because the Torah says, "Ochlos habos of Leila Zeh be'erev Tachlis Matzos." Is a din that you have to eat the matzah, the Pesach, etc. Dafka by night. What does that mean exactly? So Chaim has a beer. Chaim in the stencils has a beer that as follows: that the Sefer Shabbos we paskin means that Kedusha Shabbos is chal, but says Reb Chaim, it doesn't mean that it's Leila. It means that Kedusha Shabbos is chal. So says Reb Chaim, it's no different than tomorrow, no different than Shabbos Bayom. So when it comes to Pesach, in order to be Yotzei Chilas Matzah, it's not enough to eat matzah at a time that's Kedushas Chag HaMatzah. The Torah says, Reb Chaim, you can't be Yotzei Matzah tomorrow morning. The guy overslept the same, he wants to eat matzah for lunch. That's not a mitzvah of Erev Chilas Matzah, because it's the same Kedushas Hayom of Pesach night and Pesach by day, but in order to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah, you need the Erev also. So says Reb Chaim, Tosefos transforms the day from today till tomorrow. It transforms the Kedushas Hayom, but it doesn't turn light into darkness. But the chayv of eating matzah, you need two chayuvim. It has to be Kedushas Tesvav Nisan, and it has to be Leil Tesvav Nisan. So if you don't have a combination of those two factors, then you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So Tosfos says the only exception to this rule of eating Suda Mibi Ad Yom is only Pesach night. That's the only problem. Every other Shabbos in Yom Kippur would be okay. So then there are more rights that, well, maybe there's another exception to the rule. Maybe the other exception is Sukkot night. Because in the Rishon we mentioned before, Chamisha Asar, so the clothing go the same. So maybe just as by Pesach night you have to eat Dafka Balayla, so to by Sukkot night you have to eat Balayla also. So Tosfos did away with Pesach night, and another Ramah did away with Sukkot night. So So comes the Taz and says, we're in the business of doing away with things, so we'll throw out another one also. And that's Shavuos night. But you really shouldn't be eating Sudas Yomdur of Shavuos, Mibiyod Yom, either way. Because you really shouldn't be making Kiddush of Shavuos Mibiyod Yom. And why not? Because you shouldn't even be davening Ma'ariv of Shavuos Mibiyod Yom. Why? Because of Tmimos. Because the Torah says the Sphere has to be Tmimos. So that's not at all what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Tmimos means that you have to count the Sphere of Alayla. How do you know that you don't count by Yom? So the Gemara says it has to be Tumim, that a Sphere of Alayla is considered to be a more of a Tmimos. You count in the middle of the morning, so then you miss the first half of the 24-hour unit. So Tmimos is mechayev you to count by night. So you see, the Gemara understood Tmimos to mean not in terms of the entire unit of Sefira Sa'omer, the whole 49 days has to be a complete 49 days, and you can't impinge, you can't start Shavuos early by impinging upon the Sefira Sa'omer. The Gemara understood Tmimos to mean that each and every day has to be tovim. That's the model you have to count by night. That's what Tosis has. Was famous Tosis in Menachos. It's only famous because I told you about it last year. What?
The date
story. No, what's the date story, sir? What does Tosfos Menachos say?
The following month.
Someone else's following month. So comes Tosfos Menachos and says, famous Tosfos, one so famous, Tosfos Menachos in Menachos says that since the Gemara said that you have to count Balayla al Tmimas, but Tosfos says you can even count Ben Hashemashos because Sfiras Omer is only Midrabbanon, so therefore Safek Samidrabbanon Lakula. And Tosa says, and not only can you count Ben Hashemashos, so Tosa says you can even count before Shkia. That's what Tosa Zivis is saying. You can't be Yom Yom. Why? Because that's an unbelievable Tmimah. It's like Hefikara. If you do Hefikara after Shkia, so then you're missing the first few minutes. So Tosa says, if you count Shkia only after Shkia already, you're already missing the beginning of the day. So the real Lechatchila of counting Shkia only would be Mibiyad Yom. All those shuls you all laugh at, all the shuls that count Shkia too early, forget. We count Shkia too late. Tosfos says you should count Sfirat after Mibiyad Yom. So that Tosfos is not quoted by Allah by anybody, but Tosfos does have that line. So the famous story for those who are newcomers and the guests, so is that several years ago, so I was ready the day after Shavuot, I was going out with somebody, and our father was a chashev Shiva somewhere. So I came to pick her up, and the father was talking to me, learning a little bit. So he started to talk to me about Sfirat to me or something. So I said, yeah, I mentioned this Tosfos in the past. And she said, Tosfos is no such thing. I said, okay. I said, I think if you take a look at that book over there, Talmud Bavli, so you may find it. It's on Samach Vav and Aleph, I think. So he got all the hits and all upset and everything. So he pulls out the Gemara off the shelf, he's reading the Tosfos, says, yeah, that's not what it says. That's my what it says. So I said, yeah. So we got last and longer than the date, but anyway, the Tosfos does say. Famous Tosfos. Down in the berry store, right? Down in the grape store? Oh, the grapes? You know the grape, man? The two famous date stores.
And, well, taking off the peels off the berry.
Yeah, I told you I would also read them off me. Sukkah, you're in Sukkah. You're in my shroom in Sukkah. Tosfos quotes a machlokes about if a person eats a whole fruit. It's less than a kazayas, whether you have to make a bracha achron or not, whether the vina berry applies in terms of what was brachas. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, based on that something in Tosfos, the correct thing to do is you really shouldn't eat a whole fruit. Either you should eat a big fruit, so then you can for sure make a bracha achron, or eat a lot of grapes, you can make a bracha achron, or eat a half of a grape. But you shouldn't eat like a whole grape. You eat a whole grape, a whole raisin, something like that. So you don't really know whether you have to make a bracha achron or not. So once, as I was being interviewed on a date, so I was sitting here waiting, and the father offered me some fruit to eat. So I was looking very carefully at the plate. Looking at because he wasn't trying to give him bechinah, which bracha to make. So I was eating an apple. Eating an apple is very embarrassing because you have a core. What are you going to do with it? Sit in your pocket. So it's not so nice. So grapes are a pretty safe thing. So I started to eat a pulled off a grape. So again, I started to eat a grape. And I realized, wait a second, to eat one grape in the Chabad says you're not really supposed to do. So to eat, sit down and eat 35 grapes, and it's just, doesn't make a good impression. So I had to think fast. So I was looking. So I took the grape, and the barber ate, and I flicked off a little bit of the grape, stuffed it into my pocket. So you have a burger. You don't have a burger. So then you're then for sure you're not looking to make up. That was the other famous story.
Maybe he didn't see it, so he thought
that. So he was choshed me, right. Maybe that's why he wouldn't let me go out with his order a second time. That was something that was it. And he called up the guy about the Tosfos also. I'm telling you, they weren't. Baruch Hashem, Dr. Salmon took me. Okay, anyway, getting back to the story here. Lamaisa, so again, we're back to Shavuot, that's what we're talking about. So, Taisa says that Suda Shabbos is good, Bibiyad Yom. Suda Yom is also good, except Pesach, you should refrain from. So, the Ramah says in the Sukkah that you shouldn't really eat Suda Sukkah, Bibiyad Yom also. The first night of Sukkah also shouldn't eat Bibiyad Yom because it tells about as well. Taz says, so you shouldn't impinge upon Shavuot. That was the Taz's Chiddush. Not like the Gemara says, the Taz is a Chiddush. The Taz, the Mughal of Ram, both have that idea that you shouldn't impinge upon. Upon Tmimah, so you shouldn't really stop it on Shavuos at all. So far, we're striking that one after another. So comes the Taz in the Shemini Atzeres, and goes to the Marashal, who says that you really shouldn't eat Suda Shemini Atzeres early either, because of a technical problem. Because the din is that, let's say, in Chutzlar, so you have to eat in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, the Gemara Paskin is Hilchus to Amazig, and Sidina Bruchel and Machina, but you don't make a bracha. So says the Marashal, you're going to get a little bit of a bind. If you can eat early, you can eat in the sukkah, of course, because that's what says the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody knows you eat the sukkah between the Tzeres. So you're going to eat in the sukkah. On the other hand, how are you going to make a bracha? So you can't make a bracha because you just said Kiddush of Shemini Atzeres. You can't make a bracha. On the other hand, it's still sukkah. So you're really mechuyev min haTorah to eat in the sukkah. So you really should make a bracha. So the Marashal couldn't figure out what to do. So what do you do? Gevalt. To eat without a bracha is not right. To eat with a bracha is also not right. So the Marashal says, so don't eat. So you have to wait until dark. You can't start Shemini Atzeres. You can't eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres until it's after dark. So the Taz doesn't like that Marashal. The Taz says that the Marashal was goes a tainus on Klal Yisrael for no reason, telling everyone to wait for another hour. He made it hard for the Rabbanim because they have to speak extra. And every time you have to wait on Yom Tov, the Rabbanim have to stall for longer. So the Taz doesn't like that. But the nice thing, many Rabbanim like the Marashal, that we try to refrain from eating in the sukkah until after dark on Shemini Atzeres. So far we're knocking out one yantar after another. So there's not too much left. So there's a Maharil that says that you're not really supposed to start Rosh Hashanah too early either. Why? Because you're not supposed to eat the apple and honey before it's dark, no? So the Maharil says because, you know, Yom Adin, you don't run to court. You have a court date at 9 o'clock, so you don't come 3 hours early. You're not running to the Puranas. So the Maharil says you shouldn't really, you know, jump the gun and start Rosh Hashanah too much early either. So therefore, this Tosis, this wonderful cool that Tosis says that every Yom Tov in the world, with the exception of Pesach, you're allowed to start early, you're allowed to eat your meal, you're allowed to go to sleep and everything. So go through the calendar. There aren't too many Yom Tov left. So Rosh Hashanah the Maharil did away with. The first night of Sukkot, so the Ramah did away with. Shemini Atzeres the Marashal did away with. Pesach, so Tosis themselves did away with. Shavuos the Taz did away with. So Shvi Shal Pesach. That's a cool one. Wow. Shvi Shal Pesach. I don't think anyone passed that yet. No one. Maybe someone's going to in the future. But up to now, everyone said you're allowed to increase Yamsub, Yamsub, you can do whatever you want, you can walk over water, whatever you desire to do on Pesach, in Shemish or Pesach, that you can take a do Mabiyo Yom. So that's the cool. Wow, that's such a cool. It's going to be Tchumers. So that's what the person is. What? Yom Kippur, you can bring the Kabbalah, you can Valdi. You can be a citizen, you can bring the Valdi.
Why can't you on Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah, my rule says, you shouldn't start too early. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, you know, you're not running to the Yom Adin. That's an extra halachic argument. Everything else was what? Shavuos is Tmimah, so you don't want to start through either. There is a very big problem with this that we've been discussing. The Gemara says that you could be Yotze. I'm sorry, when Tosfos was 2 days ready to be Yotze Suda Shabbos, maybe on Yom, there was one day Rishon Matata, you can't, because that seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beferish, in the fourth pack of Brachas, that you can be Yotze Kiddush to be on Yom. The Gemara says that you're allowed to be Kiddush at the 5 in the cup, and the Yotze Kiddush, the Kiddush from the Torah, even though it's going to be on Yom. So how could that be? If one day in Tosfos says that it's not yet Shabbos, so it's not yet Shabbos, so it happens to be Yotze Kiddush. So the Rambam has a unique answer to this question. The Rambam says, contrary to popular opinion, the mitzvah of Kiddush does not have to be done on Shabbos itself. The Rambam says that the word of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush is Zochar es Yom HaShabbos Tekasho. The Rambam says, Zochar es Yom means you have to remember Shabbos, and what does it mean to remember it? Either remember it when it's actually coming, when it's already there, or when it's on the way. If Shabbos is coming pretty soon, Shabbos is coming, so it's almost coming, that's good enough. If you say Kiddush on Tuesday, that's already, it's not coming in, so it's not around the... But if it's although it's coming around the mountain, so then it's okay. It's right before Shabbos. That's close enough to be called the mitzvah of Zechir Shabbos. That's quite a chiddush according to the Rambam. How did the Rambam know that that's true? How did Chazal know that's true? So there's a tells a Rosh in Brachas in the fourth parak that says it's supposed to be Chumash. Zocher es Yom Shabbos. The Kasha, the Torah says to remember Shabbos. It doesn't say Zocher be Yom Shabbos. It says Zocher es Yom Shabbos. So tells the Rosh says Bistam. That's what Chazal understood, that the mitzvah of Kiddush need not be said on Shabbos per se. So even if you hold that Suda Shabbos, you can't be Yotzei Mevi'el Yom. Kiddush Lekul Yom, you can be Yotzei Mevi'el Yom. So that's why those who want to be Machmir, without those who show them not to eat to the Shabbos or later, means they're going to eat the piece of challah for dessert. So they should make Kiddush early and then have a piece of challah now for beginning of the meal. You eat your whole meal and then the very end of the meal. So then you'll be able to eat the Shabbos. But Kiddush Kliyam Lepligi, that is good enough. It's good enough maybe Yom after you make Kabbalah Shabbos. So again, so the Gemara says you have to eat three meals on Shabbos, and the Gemara never spells out the Zmanim exactly when these three meals have to take place. So it's usually understood that one meal is going to be at night, one meal is going to be in the morning, one meal is going to be in the afternoon. So the Rambam seems to spell that out. The Rambam seems to say that there's a Zman Mesuyam to each of these meals. And there are some Rishonim who seem to say it also, at least concerning Shalosh Shudas. Rishonim of Machlokes, can a person eat Shalosh Shudas in the morning? The person wants to get up early in the morning, daven at 7 o'clock, eats lunch at 9 o'clock, then he wants to eat Shalosh Shudas at 11 o'clock, and then sleep for the rest of the day. So is that okay? Some Rishonim say, yeah. Some Rishonim say, that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that. And some Rishonim say that not only is that good, but you can turn your lunch into Shalosh Shudas also, that you just split up the lunch, you know, walk around the block, and come back and wash it 10 minutes later, and that's also okay, putting aside the brachas and tricha issues. So, according to the way we pass, and they have to wash their shoes. Once you're better, you don't even have to do that. So that's what there are many. There are some Rishonim who said that way. So many Rishonim, most of the Rishonim probably said it's not true.
What about having two meals Friday night?
So that would probably be good also. Pasha says that would also be okay. According to those Rishonim who say that there is no real Zman Mesuyam, the idea is you have to have three meals sometime during the course of Shabbos.
Backwards,
be out of order. Yeah. Out of order. Reb Chaim had such a chiddush like that. Reb Chaim wanted to tell you that maybe according to Reb Natan, you could do it backwards. The only problem is, according to what we said, that you can't do that according to Reb Natan, because then you ran into a chiddush machom suda problem. Right? So we are some Rishonim who simply deny this man mesuyam aspect in terms of suda shabbos. And other Rishonim seem to say no. Other Rishonim say that Shalosh Shudas has to be dafka in the afternoon. It has to be mamash suda of the afternoon. That's what this was a big machlokes Rishonim just came up in terms of Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach is for Shabbos. We spoke about this a couple of years ago. No? Were you in the ship? What was it? What was Erev Pesach for Shabbos? 2 years ago? Not last Pesach. Two Pesachs ago, no? 3 Pesachs ago. Whatever it was we spoke about in the ship. So there was a machlokes Rishonim whether there's a mitzvah of eating suda shlishis when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos. So Rashi seems to say that there's no mitzvah of eating suda shlishis then. Why? Because it's nothing you can eat. Because bread you can't eat, it's already as man chometz. It's man is rechilas chometz. Matzah you can't eat also, because you're not allowed to eat matzah that Rishonim says in Erev Pesach. So there's nothing that you can eat. So in the middle, there's no mitzvah. So Tosus says you can be up to matzah shiras. So that's a question whether you're allowed to eat matzah shiras in Erev Pesach. But in the time held, you are. But other Rishonim weren't so sure about that. Even the grape juice, even that, the Rambam says is no good for other reasons. Not for now. Okay, so there are some Rishonim who say that yes, that there's no way physically halachically to eat a third meal. So immediately you pop from Suda Shlishis. And other Rishonim say no, you can have three meals. You just have two of them in the morning. So wake up a little bit early and have two meals of challah before there's manachilas chametz. And that's okay, you can be up to see the shlishis bavoker. So we try to make everybody happy. What we do in our Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so we're choshesh for those Rishonim who say that you can be up to see the shlishis in the morning, so we get up very early, and we have two meals for breakfast. And then, since we're not so sure that we were up to see the shlishis, so we have Mina Tagima later in the afternoon to make at least Rabbeinu Tam happy. But we're not going to wash in the afternoon because there's nothing to wash on. Because you can't have matzah, you can't have chametz. Matzah shira is questionable whether that's a viable option in terms of late in the afternoon. But there was a Beferish in the Rishonim, it's the Shabbos, in terms of Shal Shudas, must it be dafka after chatzos, so it couldn't be even in the morning. So if you assume that Suda Shabbos has to be, Suda Shlishis has to be dafka in the afternoon, that would lead one to believe logically that if Suda Shlishis has to be in the afternoon, because Suda Shmiya has to be in the morning. It's a parallel. The night meal is Friday night, and this is Suda Boker, and that's Suda Tzaraim. So that's what some say. That's what the Rambam seems to say. That's what the Chashulchan points out. There are other poskim who are this, that the way we poskim, that there is a din of eating Suda Shalisha's daft in the afternoon, the Pasha is you have to eat Suda Shalisha's daft in the morning. So what constitutes the morning? So usually the cutoff point in Halacha in the morning, the afternoon is at Chatzos. So this led a group of poskim to say that, yeah, you have to eat not to eat Suda's Shabbos Bavoker. So very often it's not such an issue because there's another din that you're not allowed to fast till Chatzos anyway at Shabbos. So usually you can end up making kiddush at that point anyway, but that may not necessarily be the case, because sometimes you may have a kiddush at the shul. Say chatzos is 11:30, it's 11:40 is the earliest chatzos in the winter time here. So you have kiddush at shul 11:00. So you make kiddush, you have a piece of cake, you rely on kiddush makom. That's good enough for kiddush makom suda, but we pass it. That's not good enough for suda Shabbos. By the time you get home, it's ready 12:15. It's ready after chatzos. So then the terms of not fasting per chatzos, you yell to that din because you made kiddush. On the other hand, you weren't yet to the Shabbos yet. Well, let's say another reason, the Shulchan Aruch holds you're allowed to drink water before davening. Not everyone agrees that the Mechaber holds you're allowed to drink water before davening. And since you didn't daven Shachris yet, so it's not really this amount of Kiddush yet. So there's not this amount of Kiddush, so you're allowed to drink water at that point. Once this amount of Kiddush comes, you're not allowed to drink water. But before davening, since you can't have Kiddush yet, so maybe you're allowed to drink water. It's a quirk, it's a strange halacha. So a guy wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning, he wants to rely on the Shulchan Aruch that drinking water before davening is okay. So he drinks a cup of water, so now it's not a problem of a tinnitus anymore. Now he's got all the time in the world, so now he can come home from shul 2 o'clock in the afternoon and make kiddush and have a suda then. So some people say, oh, that's also not correct. That according to what we're saying, based on the Rambam, the Shulchan and others, that the Pasha says is that the suda's boker has to be dafka by boker. So although you circumvented the tinnitus aspect, but you goofed, you lost out on the suda Shabbos. So this is the shadow, whether this is true. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this. The Shemurah says either this. Only people who don't make this ha'ara, but others have pointed this out. The Shulchan says this, and the Lashon HaRam seems to say this. There are others who are very mafkid about this.
Some people mafkid that have just the kiddush before
chatzos. Yeah, so those who want to just follow straight Shulchan Aruch that doesn't quote this idea of having the suda before chatzos, so then they're just concerned with the fasting issue. So then, as long as you make kiddush before chatzos, then you can dray around, you can do whatever you want. So this is a different psach about this. Pashas chal, pashas lekedai zechal. That's the bare minimum. The cholent is nice, like a chila, it's a hida, but you get to see the shabbos, you wouldn't have the cholent. Shabbos is chag lovel. No, Pasha has to be in the framework of the morning, right? That's the Pasha Pshat, according to those. So, I don't know what's talking about Yafra. You're around that yeah. Yeah, so at Yafra was Pasha's Vayeshev, so one of the shortest, Shabbos of the year, in the end of November. So Chatzos was 11:40. So, the shul, my parents daven, say, so, daven, slips out, so I knew David was going to end about 11:30 or so. And I knew by the time everybody, it's not going to happen. For my, so no one's going to get a chance to wash before chatzos. Halavai mekiddush before chatzos. So I knew all my friends who came, Simon, Harari, Rav, all the chevra. So I knew they would all be having heart attacks, as the clock would be striking 11:40. So I told my father, do me a favor, shalom bayis for the guys, get us 20 extra rolls. And I'll tell the guys to zoom. Kiddush club, mom, kiddush club. I told the angel Kano, get out of here. And I went with them. I ran down, made kiddush, angel Kano. And I told everyone to have a piece of challah. And then we went up, which the challah is to accept Muslims and everything. Be nice and clever. So we had some kiddush. And then afterwards, then we continued to kiddush the kiddush. Good. The Ran in Perko Kisra, the 16th Perko Shabbos, when the Sugi of Suda Shabbos comes up, so the Ran quotes that women are chayavas in Suda Shabbos. So the Ran says that all Rishonim agree to this. Women are chayavas in Suda Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say a word about it. The Gemara never says one way or the other. But the Ran says, yeah, why the women are chayavas? How come women are chayavas? So the Ran quotes machlekes why women are chayavas. He does not quote machlekes as if they are chayavas. He quotes machlekes why they are chayavas. So one day that the Ran quotes from Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Natam says, Afhen Havi also an ace. The women were included in the ace of the man. They also ate them in the midbar. So the Suddish Shabbos is a zecha to the man. So women are included in the mitzvah of Suddish Shabbos as well. Where did Rabbi Natan get that from? That's the famous Gemara by Neres Chanukah, by Yitzhak Kriyas Megillah, by Daniel Kosas. So Rabbi Natan just plugged that in terms of Suddish Shabbos. So the Ran has a comment on Rabbi Natan. The Ran says that he's not sure why Rabbi Natan had to go run to left field to go make his new klal. The Gemara only has him in three places. Says the Rani, has a better reason why women are chayavos into the Shabbos. That's the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas Chav Rabbi says that women are chayavos in Kiddush Min HaTorah. Kiddush in Friday night is better. This Shabbos is always on the Gemara, but Kiddush in Friday night is Takam Min HaTorah. So says the Gemara, how do you know women are chayavos in Kiddush? It should be as man grama. Gemara says, no, even though it's a mitzvah, say she's man grama, women are chayavos. This is an exception to the rule. Because Zoch HaVishom of Dibarach HaNemru. Since we have a Messiah that they were set together, so that's like a Hekesh. Usually Hekesh means that Mamash literally in the same place. So this is a very funny kind of Hekesh. This is a Torah Shabbat Pedig Hekesh. That since they came down from Sinai at the same time, Zoch HaVishomar, what did it say in the Luchos, by the way? The Gemara just says that they were set at the same time. What did it say, Tachas, on the stone?
Switch around.
Switch?
Between the first and the second?
Right? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara never says.
It says on all of Luchos and Shul.
I wrote the Lucas of the Shul says, right, so that's probably wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they say from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that he said that the Feirish had said Shama. How do you know it said Shama? It's the Feirish of Davening. Because we say in Davening, the Chosim Behem Shemir HaShabbos. That's going on the Luchas. The Luchas are given to Moshe. Yisrach Rosh Manas Chav Shnei Luchas Avan Horm Biyadu the Chosim Behem Shemir HaShabbos. So it said the word Shama in the Luchas. So that's what Yaakov said. So I thought it wasn't such a raya, because the Ramban al Torah writes that Zohar and Shomer, Zohar refers to Mitzvah Seif Shabbos, and Shomer refers to the Lo says in the Shabbos. So the phrase Lo Sasa Kama Lacha, that's also good in Shomer. So when they said in the Davening Mechasim Shemir Shabbos, doesn't mean it said the word Shemir Shabbos in there. It means it said the Mitzvah Lo Sasa Kama Lacha, which is the definition of Shemir Shabbos. I don't know, I'm not sure that's right. I don't know, whatever was.
The manager said that there is a message that says the manager book is the what was in the two lupus. So it's not saying there are five people in one and five on the other. And the majority there seems to be that both of them took in all ten.
So that you had this effect.
So it could be that one of the lupus was Zohar and the other is Shomer.
Oh, I mean, each Luach had ten people? Yeah. Does the manager say that?
Yeah.
What's the manager? Yeah, that's right. What? Yeah. So anyway, the Ran says he doesn't know why the Rabbi Natan would go run to Ape and Obi Yosef Nes. It's a much better reason that Hukish Zochel is Shamar. So just as women Chayavus in Shamar, because that's even if it's Man Grom, but also says she has Man Grom women Chayavus in English. So since women are chayavos in Kiddush, so that hekesh of Zohar Shomer, that applies to all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, all the mitzvahs of Seir Shabbos, the women are chayavos to do the Shabbos also. So Ran didn't disagree with Rabbeinu Tam's reason. He just said l'chari it was unnecessary, that one could have been the chayav women based on the Zohar Shomer. So it comes out that according to all the Rishonim, women are chayavos into the Shabbos. That was never an issue. No Rishon said that women are pturos. They were just arguing with the mocher is. So there's one of the Achronim has a very, very strange tshuva where he writes that since it's machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, what the mocher is. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran's rise, mocher is wrong. And according to the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam's mocher is wrong. Which happens not to be even true because the Ran says Rabbeinu Tam's mocher is right. It's just unnecessary. But this particular tshuva writes that so therefore it's a safek and so the Shabbos is only the Rabban. It's a safek the Rabban Lekula. Therefore women are pturos. So that's not true. That's the lady posted and pointed out that something went wrong in that truth, but that's not it's clearly not the case. Women of Yeshua Chayavas didn't see the Shabbos. What? I forgot about the Moshi Lala. Somebody wrote it. What's the Nekuda? What's the issue that the Rishonim are arguing about as to what the Mokar is? Is it really important what the Mokar is? So there may be some very important issues related to the Shabbos which may revolve around what is really the correct Mokar for this din. Ben Atam says that the Afein Ha'ibios Reneis is going to serve as the Mokar for women being Chayavos into the Shabbos. That's a little questionable. But it actually really serves as a proper Mokar for a few different considerations. Places has in a few places. We have it in Megillah Davdal, and then they have it again in Shabbos Chav Gimel or so, then they have it in Psochem, in Avi Psochem. Tosus points out that the klal of Afein Ha'ibios Reneis it's only found in the Gemara concerning three mitzvahs. It's only found by Hanukkah, it's found by Kriyas Megillah, and it's found by Dalakoshes. However, Tosfos points out it's not found by other mitzvahs. Let's say, for example, Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So So why don't you say women achayavas in silver because they were included in the nase of the Nani HaKavod? Or why do you say women achayavas in matzah because they were included in the Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the emphasis is women are achayavas in matzah for a different reason, because the Gemara is a hekesh chametz to matzah, but the Gemara never invokes the principle of afeh nevi of nase by other mitzvahs outside of these three. So mainai, why are these three mitzvahs different? So Taisa suggests that maybe it's based on the following. Maybe afeh nevi of nase is only a svarim in the Rabbanim. Maybe it was something the Chacham made up. Afeh nevi of nase. It doesn't have any shaychus in the Torah. So therefore, the three mitzvahs, the Rabbanim, Chanukah, the Megillah, the Alkeis, these are the Rabbanim, the mitzvahs. And then it's shaychus to speak about afeh nevi of nase. Masha Enkei, Sukkah, Masa, those are mitzvahs. They're Isis. That's why the Gemara never addresses the issue. So if that's true, that the Tosafot seems to present this in most places. The Tosafot quotes an alternate opinion also. The Tosafot seems to present that that's the case. That's true that Afhen Abios are nays, limited only to mitzvahs Derabbanan. So then Rabbi Tam is taking a stand in the Machalekas that we started off the show with. We said that the Gemara quotes Psukim for Suda Shabbos. The Gemara never tells us that it didn't mean a term in the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Tam is taking a stand. Rabbi Tam probably held like most of the days and tells us that Afhen Abios are nays is limited only to Dinim Derabbanan. So it's limited to Dinim Derabbanan. And basically what Rabbi Tam is telling you is that Suda Shabbos is only Derabbanan. The Ran, who disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran who says that no, the emes of Mokor for women's chiyuv in Suda Shabbos is from Zohar v'Shomor, just as women are chiyuvos in Shomor, the chiyuvos in Zohar. So what does that mean? That drasha, whoever's chayiv in Shomor is chayiv in Zohar, does that apply only to mitzvahs deraisas, or does that apply even to mitzvahs derabanan? There are many mitzvahs of Shabbos which are not min haTorah, which are only mitzvahs derabanan. So could we automatically obligate women based on this drasha, this hekesh, was on a level of deraisa? So what's the din? Let's say you have a mitzvah say on Shabbos, which is only a mitzvah say mit Rabbanan. What's the din? Are women necessarily chayavos or not? So this was seemed to be machlokes in Rishonim about Havdalah. This is machlokes in Gedrul Shabbos about whether women are chayavos in Havdalah or not. So what's the issue? Why should they be chayavos or why should they be pturos? So one can argue that it depends on whether Havdalah is a chiyav min haTorah mit Rabbanan. The Rambam says in Rishonim Shabbos that Zochus and Shabbos and Katra have two components. There's a mitzvah to be Makata Shabbos b'chnisasa, there's a mitzvah to be Makata Shabbos b'yitziyasa. So the Rambam says that saying Havdalah is mamash, the same mitzvah that arises kiddush, tanu hach. So according to the Rambam, of course women are chayavos in Havdalah, not even a shayla. Because same way the Gemara in Brachas, the Avkof says that women are chayavos in kiddush, because kiddush and Shama, Zoch and Shama go hand in hand. So who are they now? Women are going to be chayavos in Havdalah min haTorah. But not everyone agrees to the Rambam. There are many Rishonim who say that Havdalah is only mid Rabbanan. But Min haTorah is only Kiddush, and Havdalah is only mid Rabbanan. So if Havdalah is only mid Rabbanan, so then maybe you can argue that the drasha of Shama v'Zoch, Zoch v'Shama v'Divarechem, doesn't make any sense to considering Dinim Derabbanan. That was a drasha only on Dinim Deraisa. So now you go back to the regular Klolim. The regular Klolim are, if it's Zman Grom, then you're Poch. If it's not Zman Grom, then you're Chayev. So that's why there are some Rishonim, the Orchis Chayev, group of Rishonim, who the Shechemar quotes in Orchis Havdalah, let's say women are really pturus from Havdalah. That since Havdalah is not min haTorah, it's not learned out from Zohar, not like the Rambam, it's only mid Rabbanan. So by the Rabbanan, there is no drash of Shem of Zohar, mid Rabbanan Emru, that it's, you go back to the regular Kolman, it's Zman Grama. You only make Havdalah a few days, only on Motzei Shabbos, you only make Havdalah on Thursday morning, so it's Zman Grama, so the women are going to be pturus. So if that's true, that Zohar v'Shomor only set on their rises when the Chachamim were into the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan on Shabbos, they did not pattern that necessarily after they did in their rises. If that statement is all correct, so then the Ran, who is saying that the mokor that women are chayavos and Zuda Shabbos is learned out from Zohar v'Shomor, so the Ran is also taking a stand in this machlokes. The Ran is saying that Zuda Shabbos is in fact their rises. So the seemingly innocent machlokes in the Tam and the Ran, very detailed machlokes, why are women chayavos and Zuda Shabbos? Everyone agrees they're chayavos, but we're not sure why the chayavos. So there may be something much greater that they're arguing about, maybe must be something much more fundamental, namely, is this drasha of Yom Moshe Chulah Yom a real Min HaTorah, is only the Min HaRabbanan? According to Ben Tam, it's only Min HaRabbanan, because it would be Deraisa, then Avin Rabbi Yosef Neis wouldn't be relevant. According to the Ran, forget it, it's Dafka Deraisa, because it would be a HaRabbanan, so then Shem of Zohar wouldn't necessarily be relevant.
Even in general, we can apply Shomer Zachor to make that hekesh. How can we apply it to? Can we necessarily apply it to Havdalah?
I mean, Havdalah is not Shabbos to Grumi. It's very chutz l'Shabbos.
It's necessarily considered.
Right. That's what others say. Right. Others say that the fact that the Chayim exempted women from Havdalah
is not because he held that Zoch Hashemah doesn't necessarily carry over to Derabbanan. It's a Havdalah different, because Havdalah is not a Shabbos different than Mitzvah. It's a Chol Mitzvah already, so it's not included in Zoch Hashemah. That's already a twist. This idea that there are some Rishonim who point out that all the mitzvahs to Rabbanan of the Shabbos, so women are not necessarily chayavah sin. You have to look at each one and see. Whatever's their raisa, so then that's covered by Shomer Vizach. Whatever's their Rabbanan, so you have to figure out. So maybe that's why they're Ptuah from Abdullah. That's what there's one day in Rishonim, Maseches Pesachim, the Maram Chalava, famous parish on Maseches Pesachim. So the Maram Chalava writes that women are Pturos from Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Since Kiddush on Shabbos morning is only Midrabbanan, so you can't say Zochah B'Shomer on it. There's no Afein Rabbi Yosef Neis to speak, but Kiddush is not Zecha Neis of anything. So it says in Maram Chalava, so there's no reason to be Mechayivim, so then they're Pturos. As that's supposed to say, that's what the Oyem is knowing. The women won't make us to eat before Kiddush. So the person will try to figure out who gave the women the right to eat before Kiddush in the morning, or the women eat breakfast before they go to Shul. So, according to some posts, it's like, oh, we're not supposed to be. So, Maram Chalava would be Mulam is chosen the women. He says, no, because they're Pturos from Kiddush on Yom Tov morning, Shabbos morning. So there's a Kivega who says the same thing about Kiddush and Yom Tov, and even Kiddush by Yom Tov night. The Kivega in his first Shuvah, Siman Aleph, very easy to find, Siman Aleph. So the Kivega writes that it's in the Hashmatos of the Shuvah, so it's not so easy to find. It's in the back part of the Shuvah. So Kivega writes that since many Rishonim say that Kiddush and Yom Tov is only with the Rabbanon, so you go back to the cloud. Whenever it's only the Rabbanon, so then it's a mitzvah says she has man grama. So Kivega wants to be mechadish that women are chayavas in Kiddush on Friday night, but they're not chayavas in Kiddush on Yom Tov night. So you find this whole collection of different poskim who say whenever it's the Rabbanon, so that women may very well be paturos from. So if this is all true, so then the machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran is really, really fundamental. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, so the Shabbos is only with the Rabbanon, and therefore it falls under the category of Afei Nabi Osbanes. And according to the Ran, no, so the Shabbos is after the Raisa, and that's why it falls under the category of Zachar V'Shomer V'Dibarachim Emor. There is a famous view from the Rav to try to explain what was going on in this machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. How come Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to use the principle of Zochah v'Shomer to explain away why women are chayavos and sit the Shabbos? We gave one view that some Achorim say because Rabbeinu Tam said it's only within Havana. The Rav gave a whole different one. The Rav said that the Kudos of machlokes from Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran is really fundamental as to how to understand Pshat in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof. The Gemara says that Zochah v'Shomer did berach and emru. Kiddush and kiddush women chayavos and malach the chayavos and Shabbos, etc. So how do you understand Shana that drasha? Is Shana that drasha at the time of saying that women are chayavos in all the mitzvahs say Shabbos? And Shabbos is a package deal that whoever's chayav and malach is chayav and kiddush and suga and rachamishna and achdal and the works, everything it's all or nothing on Shabbos. That's one way of understanding. Yes, so the Ran seems to understand it, but the Ran says that it applies to Suga Shabbos, whereas Rabbeinu Tam seem to understand, or the Tam seem to understand that Zochah v'Shomer v'Dibarach HaNemar means that there's some kind of a link between Kiddush and Malacha. Because that's Zochah is the equal thing really referring to Kiddush, and Shomer is referring to both to Malacha. So says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not pshat that the Torah is comparing all the Mitzvah Shabbos with one big package, one big bundle called the Masecha Shabbos, essays and lav and everything rolled into one. No, it's a special unique Malacha that Kiddush and Malacha go hand in hand. My high. What's the significance of saying that Kiddush and Malacha go hand in hand? What is that all about? The Rav said this is based on a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam tells us that it's very important in Shabbos that when a person refrains from doing Malacha on Shabbos, so Shvisa in Malacha is a type of a mitzvah that a person could do without even really planning on doing it. What does that mean? The guy's tough. The guy's retired. The guy takes a nap. So the guy in Yeshiva comes Friday afternoon, lays down at 4 o'clock, and wakes up on Shabbos. So, there was a guy in Kebiyan who apparently did that. I don't know if it's really true. It's rumored that he really did it. Anyone hears on that?
I've heard
the story. The stories float around that people have done that. I don't know. Even on days that I'm really tired, I don't think I'm pulling it. That's tough. 25 hours plus of sleep straight. You're hungry, you know. So, 25 hours?
Yeah, okay.
Impressive.
So comes the Rambam and says that you can't call a guy Mechal Shabbos. He didn't do any Melachos on Shabbos. On the other hand, there's something wrong. He did what the Rambam calls a Shvi Sashayin and Nikaras. The guy's retired. The guy doesn't pick up his pencil the whole week, so he doesn't do Melachos on Shabbos. So it's not Nikar that he's not doing Melachos. So there's something wrong with that. So Tyson Shavuos has a similar idea also. Tyson Shavuos writes that the Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Shavuos that on Yom Kippur there are three mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Malacha, the mitzvah of Malacha, there's a mitzvah of Inui, and there's a mitzvah of Mikra Kaidosh. Those are the three mitzvahs that the Gemara speaks about. So Inui, we know what that is. That's not easy. We know what Malacha is, but what is Mikra Kaidosh? But what do you have to do of Mikra Kaidosh? So Rashi says the mitzvah of Mikra Kaidosh means that you have to daven, you have to mention Mekadosh Yisrael Yom HaKippurim. So Taisa says, davening, says, they're abundance. Nuschat Tfilas, they're abundance. So well, what does the Gemara mean in the Torah? What does Mikra Kaidosh mean? So Rashi talks in Chumash quotes a different shot. Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, that from Zifram, so the Torah's Kohenim, that they have to wear special clothes in Yom Kippur, because you have to wear Tzitznikiyah. I would think, you're not eating anyway, it's not such a happy day anyway, so you could just dress Shlepi. No, Kamash Ralon, in Yom Kippur you have to go the extra mile to wear Tzitznikiyah, because since you don't have food and drink, you don't have anything else to demonstrate the significance of the day, the uniqueness of the day, you need to have Tzitznikiyah in Yom Kippur. So Tosfos in Shavuos says these are those two pshat. Tosfos says, you know what Mikra Kodesh means? Mikra Kodesh means that when you refrain from Malacha and Yom Kippur, it has to be the Torah's Mikra Kodesh. When you refrain from food and Yom Kippur, it has to be the Torah's Mikra Kodesh. Not that just you're not hungry, not that you're just some lazy, nothing to do, but you have to do it l'shem Kedushas Hayom. It has to be done with as a clear demonstration that you're being Shavuos from Malacha from food, the Torah's Mikra Kodesh. That's what the mitzvah Mikra Kodesh means according to Tosfos. That's basically what the Rambam says also. So the Rambam explained, that seems to be what Rabbeinu Tam Shi thinks. The Gemara says that whoever's chayiv in Malach is chayiv in Kiddush. What's the nature of Kiddush? Why is it the Torah gives you a mitzvah to make Kiddush? What's the beer of Dover? You make Kiddush. You stop. Remember Shabbos. So, and why is it that Kiddush is done really at the beginning of Shabbos? As Shabbos is beginning, the first thing you do based on Shabbos is make Kiddush. So the Rambam explained that the purpose of Kiddush is to transform the Shvisa in Malacha into what's called the Shvisa Hanikaras. That it should be clear, crystal clear, that the reason why being Shabbos to Malacha is dafka because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Zeichel Masturbation, the Zeichel Sismach. That's what I'm doing it for. As I begin my Shvisa in Malacha, I make the declaration that Hinei Mucham Zuman to be showcased the Shem Kedushas Hayom. So Kiddush and Malacha are not two separate mitzvahs, but Kiddush is a kiyum of Malacha. And Kiddush gives the Malacha the full kiyum, the full expression of Shvisa Hanikaras. So that's what the Rav thought, that's what the Gemara says, that whoever's chayiv in Malacha is chayiv in Kiddush, it has to be that way. It's not shayach, there should be an individual who is chayiv in Malacha, who's also in Malacha, and not chayiv in Kiddush, because that will open up the possibility of having a non-shvis in the Kiddush, which would be a disaster, which would be the antithesis of what we're trying to accomplish. So Rabbi Natam understood, and the Gemara says that Hani Noshi, the women who are chayavos in the Shemir Shabbos, the chayavos in Zechir Shabbos, what the Gemara means to say is, since the chayavos in Shmir Shabbos, so they must be chayavos in Kiddush. That's Zochem Hashem Dibrechenim. That's the drasha. And that's just an arbitrary whoever's chayav in this is chayav in that. No, that the Gemara is saying that Kiddush and Malacha are part of the same package. But according to Rabbi Tam, Kiddush and Malacha are part of the same package, but Suda Shabbos is not part of that package. Just because you have an Issa Malacha doesn't necessarily mean you have a chayav of Suda, maybe and maybe not. So whereas Iran thought that Zochem Hashem Dibrechenim means that's the same story, it's the same, it's one big package, all Shabbos goes together. But then Adam says, no, Kiddush and Malacha go together because of the unique aspect that Kiddush is supposed to accomplish, namely to create a Shvisa Hanikaras. This is Rava one step further to as a different approach to something that we said earlier. He said that the Gemara says the Feirish, you can be Yotze Kiddush and be Yotze Yom. If you become a Shabbos Yom, you can be Yotze Kiddush and be Yotze Yom. So yes, according to some Rishonim, it's not really Shabbos yet. So how can you be Yotze Kiddush? It's not as much Simcha for Yom Kippur. It's not as much Suda for Shabbos. So how can you be Yotze Kiddush if it's not really Shabbos? So we quote it from the Rambam, who says, no, that's okay. Shabbos, you can be Yotze Kiddush before Shabbos starts. So the Rav said a little bit of a different view. The Rav said that everyone agrees there's an Issa Malacha then. Tachos. Bottom line is, starting afternoon, you become a Shabbos, there's an Issa Malacha, according to those who say Tosef Shabbos exists in the Torah. So an Issa Malacha that does exist. So the Rav said, once there's an Issa Malacha, you can't have a Zman with an Issa Malacha without a Mitzvah Kiddush. That would be a steer to the cloud of Zachav Hashem and Dibur Echad Emram. So since the Torah, L'Kul Yam, is Mechanish and Issa Malacha, So we go on the coattails of this malacha comes the mitzvah of kiddush, because the purpose of the kiddush is to declare the malacha as a shlis in the keres. So it is feasible that you can have a zman on the clock where there's mitzvah malacha, there's mitzvah kiddush, and there's no mitzvah sudah shabbos. That's a possibility. It may not be true, but that's a logical possibility. The Rishonim said if that is in fact true. The Rishonim said that interim period between between kavala shabbos and actual tzeis kechavim. So kiddush, yes, malacha is asur, and therefore there's mitzvah kiddush, but tzuda shabbos does not exist yet. So the same way that Rabbi Natan was willing to entertain the possibility that women may have a nisim malacha and women may have a mitzvah kiddush and don't necessarily have a mitzvah tzuda shabbos, lemaisa they do. Malacha lemaisa is a different reason that he pulled out of his hat called afen haybi also an ace. But at least, but if not for that reason of afen haybi also an ace, one could have conceived of a split between kiddush and malacha on the one hand. And kind of to the Shabbos and the other. So try to give a little bit of an overview in terms of the Shabbos. Hopefully, enhance everyone's own Shabbos a little bit. Okay. So tomorrow we're back to Chagiga.